Peace, Young World. It's September 7th. It's a little after midnight. I have to get up early tomorrow because I have children to tend to at 5:30 in the morning, so I'll make this quick. I want to talk about limited storytellers. I think that we are all storytellers, whether it's our real life selves or our digital selves online. Whether it's through Anchor or, you know, talking to someone at the water cooler, we're all storytellers, right? But I think there's a difference between a limited storyteller and a limitless storyteller. Someone who is able to articulate a situation and not just regurgitate it. That's a limitless storyteller, right? They're able to reflect upon it too. Limited storytellers just regurgitate it and say, you know, I'm either for it or against it. You know, we like to set up dichotomies where we're either for or against an issue. And as we know, the world is not structured that way. There are mountains and there are valleys, right? So our stories and our identities are far more complicated than that black and white. And I think limitless storytellers swim in the gray area. They are able to, like, swim in the gray area and do it exceptionally. And I think if you're going to write and then, you know, speak about yourself, and that's what you do, and that's fine. I mean, you know, some people want to do that, and that's fine, but that's safe, and that's also not glorious, right? You can't want to be glorious and be safe. you have to be able to challenge yourself in that sense. And by challenge yourself, I mean not only speak, of course you have your own perspective, but if all you're doing is speaking about yourself, you are a limited storyteller. And limitless storytellers are able to go into other people's worlds and get their story right. You can't go into other people's worlds and arrogantly say, you know, this is what I thought the experience was. In my opinion, that is the mark of a limited storyteller. But if you're able to go into other people's worlds and get their stories right, that is glorious, in my opinion. And I myself am still working on storytelling because I'm not as good with speaking as I am with writing. I am safe behind writing. I write well. And I've hidden behind writing for many years. So having Anchor come along, and me getting to a point in my life where I just didn't want to hear myself speak in my head. I wanted to hear my voice. And you know, enter Anchor. So that's my take on limited storytellers versus limitless storytellers. And I hope we all, including myself, can work on becoming limitless storytellers, and we're able to do the work to go into other people's worlds and get their stories right from their perspective. So that's all I got to say. I need to get some sleep because I have too many kids to be up this late. All right, love and light.